The bandwidth for this episode of Practically Tactical is brought to you by the Firearms Radio Network. FirearmsRadio.tv.
Welcome to Practically Tactical On Target, brought to you by the Firearms Radio Network. Practically Tactical On Target is a show dedicated to sharing with you some of the best products or services in the firearms industry. Don't forget to listen to the Practically Tactical show here on the Firearms Radio Network as well. New episodes drop every Sunday. For more information on Practically Tactical and On Target, please visit practtacpodcast.com. On this episode, I'm bringing you guys a review on the Squared Away Customs Alpha Holster from Squared Away Customs. So a little backstory on kind of how I got this holster in for review, because that's, to me, that's a little important. So on the show, I get hit up all the time to do, holster reviews, get hit up by a lot of companies. A lot of times I tell them, hey, appreciate it. Thank you guys very much. Not in the market, but if I do, you know, I'll let you know. Just because you get a lot, and obviously, Jesse's on the show. But we've had Rich Graham on the show before, and but Trident Fitness Tactical, if you guys have the opportunity to train with him, please jump on that. Former Navy SEAL, awesome, squared away dude. But he's been on the show a couple times, and we dropped it on the show before. You have to check the show notes on when he's been on. But he released a knife, like a defensive knife. And, we talked about it on the show. But I ended up talking to Mark at Squared Away Customs, and he actually makes the sheath for Rich Graham's knife. And so I was like, okay, cool. And so I talked with Mark for a while, and he was like, hey, I would like to send you one holster for you. And I said, absolutely. I mean, to me, if Rich Graham uses it, that brings a lot of credibility, because the type of man that Rich Graham is, you know, he only wants the best for his stuff. So that brings a lot of credibility, in my opinion, to Squared Away Customs working with Mark. So I said, absolutely, man, I would love to. So talked with him exactly what I was looking for. And so I got their Alpha holster for my Glock 17. Obviously, you can work with my Glock 19, so I always go with the 17 for me. So this has been in this holster itself. I've been running it in my Glock 17C that was done up by ATEI that has the Proctor sights, extended Glock OEM slide stop, OC custom trigger, the Vickers Gen 3 mag release. You know, this is stippled and whatever. In that regards, I've had no issues. Everything that I have on my gun has worked with the holster. Not that that would be his fault anyways if it didn't. So, it's for my Glock 17 Alpha holster. So, initially, let's walk through kind of the ordering process. Because the nice thing is, and not all companies have this, is Squared Away Customs has a fantastic, very clean website. So, you go to squaredawaycustoms.com. By the way, I'm giving you guys a promo code. I'll make sure it's in the show notes. So squaredawaycustoms.com, you click on products. They have tons of different models of holsters, inside the waistband, outside the waistband, light bearing outside, retention, another level of retention, tons of different stuff in here. So you guys go check all those out. So you go there, and then at least when I come here, the second one listed is the Alpha. So it's $59, which is an incredibly good price on the market. And it'll be even better if you go there and use code PTAC, so PTAC, you get 15% off your order, which makes that, let me see, that's basically $6 off, plus you basically get almost $9 off the order. So, and they have free shipping at least right now, which this is being recorded January 15th, 2016. So that is a really, really good deal, even better with the promo code. So you go there, you click on the Alpha, they have some pictures and videos. So you scroll down on the right, and then you can start choosing for your handgun. The nice thing about Squared Away Customs is they offer tons of different this is available for tons of different guns. They have all the Berettas. They even have the Canik TP9 SA, which I'm assuming would be compatible with other TP9s. I'm guessing on that. Of course, 1911s. They have CZs. So you 75 P07 P09 dudes. There you go. He has Diamondbacks. He has the FN57, FNX, all the Glocks, of course, HKs, Cars, Kel-Tecs, a couple Kimbers, a pair of Ordnance, even a Remington R51. Look at that. Ruger, Psi pistols, Of course, your Springfield, Smith & Wessons, even has the Steyr, a bunch of Tauruses, Walters. So they offer a huge selection. That's one of probably the largest I've seen of holster makers. So you can pick that. And, of course, you can pick any different color. You can get all the carbon fibers. Of course, my favorite, the Cryptics. All, you know, ATAX, everything out there. So you can make it look like exactly how you want. I just have black. It's inside the waistband. So some of those colors cost more. So I just go ahead and stick with the black. Because, again, nobody really sees it. Then, of course, you select which side you want to draw, if you're right-handed or wrong-handed. Attachment style, this is nice. He offers two different versions. He offers the rigid belt clip and then two of the pull dot soft loops. For me, I'm more of a rigid fan. The pull dots work fine for me. To me, there's a little more play in my waistband when I use pull dots. So I like a clip that it's right there and it stays in that exact spot. So that's what I prefer. And there's something I need to mention, too, in this review of a lot of this is, man, holsters are so unique to each person, as in what works for me might not work for you. So in this review, I'm going to tell you what I like about the holster and why I like it and the reasons of why I like what I like. But then, remember, at the end of the day, you got to buy what works for you. So just kind of remember that and take that with a grain of salt. I mean, there are a couple things that every holster should do, no matter what type of holster it is, and we'll get into those. But other than those mandatory type of things, you know, buy what works for you. So we got covered the attachment style there. Right now it's about 3 to 6 weeks of purchase, and then you can add to cart. And after that, you know, you go to the cart, you can start checking out. On the last page, you can put in the code PTAC, and it gets you 15% off your holster. So let's jump into the specifics on this actual holster itself. So it's an inside-the-waistband, rigid clip, adjustable retention holster. So for me, there's a couple things that I want in a holster. And the priority number one, okay, well, I guess let's back this up and pick what things does any holster have to do? I mean, have to do no matter what. The first thing is the trigger guard needs to be covered. Obviously, this one does that. I know there's been tons of clip draws and putting things in barrels and other weird stuff. No. Don't ever do that. I mean, this is why we buy holsters. This is why we carry guns to use them. I don't want it to put this in my pants and just have the gun go off because the trigger guard's not covered and something got stuck in it. So that needs to be – that's priority number one. Priority number two is obviously retention. Obviously, this has really nice retention and it's adjustable too, so you can customize it. But it has to have some form of retention. So, you know, you look at these Uncle Mikes or any sort of soft, collapsible type of holster. For me, that's a no-go. I want holsters that are literally specifically designed for the gun that it is in, because that means it's molded to it, it's formed to it, it's going to give you great retention, and that you're carrying it inside the waistband, it needs to be there. Concealed is concealed. Concealed is not you bending over and your gun falling out, which how many times have we heard about those in the news? So it needs to have retention. After that, as long as it's not doing anything else that's weird, and what I mean by weird is something, again, like putting stuff in the barrel or, you know, whatever. After that, it's basically going to be, you know, user dependent on what you like in a holster. But it's got to cover that trigger guard no matter what. If it's 2016, people, if it doesn't cover the trigger guard, you're doing it wrong. That's just fact. So so as I say before, I have the rigid clip. That's just my preference. I like it. It stays there. This, like, I think these are like called J-hook design. This has worked great. Initially, I haven't worn one of these before, so I didn't know exactly how it would work out. But it has worked out great. It's very wide, which I like too, for the fact of when you go to draw it, instead of it being slightly thinner, the wider it just, when the pulling, the weight, when you pull it and it catches on your belt, spreads out a little bit instead of one specific spot, so your belt doesn't come up as much, and obviously it keeps the holster down more. So that was extremely nice. So I was kind of sold. I'm sold now on this type of hook design, and it's worked great, flawless, zero issues with it. So on this model here, I need to mention also comes with a high sweat guard. So that comes up to just about my rear sights where they start on my Proctor. Something that they did fantastically here. So I need to weigh Mark Lancaster over at Squared Away Customs. Super good dude. Talk with him. You can tell he's a gun dude, number one, because he did his blockouts right. So that's something I see a lot of, especially with the new guys and coming into the Kydex market, is they don't do blockouts. And what are blockouts? So, and again, you see this a lot of new guys. They get their blue gun or regular gun, and they heat up their Kydex, and they press it down. What happens, though, I'm going to use just one spot, for example, is so your takedown pins on your Glock. You know, it kind of goes down in there into a little lull. So what happens is if you don't block that out, then that Kydex fills that little void down there where the takedown pins are. I'm blanking. It's early in the morning here. Maybe it is the takedown pins. Anyway, the part that you pull down to take the slide and the barrel off the Glock. I need to drink some more coffee. 1 second. There. So anyways, that lull that's in there, if that's not blocked out properly, or for example, the slide stop, what happens then is it fills that lull. So every time you draw, what happens is you're dragging that Kydex across the frame of your gun, for example, or whatever part if something's not blocked out. So what happens is then you're giving your gun and slide or whatever part more wear. Obviously, that's not good. We don't want holster wear on our guns. The nice thing is, I just hit my mic there with my Glock, is I have zero holster wear on my gun. Not at all. Usually, you see it around the rounded part of the barrel and the end of the top. And again, I think this really goes to the quality of Squared Away Customs. He must be a gun guy because he has all the blockouts, right? But just his attention to detail and craftsmanship, and as a gun guy, that means a lot to me, of just knowing what people like in guns and what you want the small little details to be. So let me throw this back in here. Again, the retention is absolutely fantastic. I have it set up for me. It's in. You can hear it pop in. You know your gun is held in there. But it's got a nice, smooth, butter draw release. And again, you guys can customize the retention to exactly how you want it. There's two screws on there, which are nice for if you ever have one screw go, you know, walks out on you. You have another one as a backup for that retention. So that's obviously nice. So this next part of the holster is going to be a personal preference to me, but I have reasons for it that maybe you'll be interested in. So I know that there are holsters out there that, you know, well, let me take this back. This is a very minimalist holster in my opinion. So there's not a lot of extra Kydex. Basically, it goes along the top. There's a sight channel, so your sights, that's another thing too. When I go talking about the blockouts, a lot of people won't block out for your sights. So what happens is you're dragging your front sight on the inside of that Kydex, and eventually your front sight will break. So they have a blockout basically for the front sight on top. Down below, it's, you know, it comes just to the trigger guard, and there's your two screws for retention, then it comes up to the barrel. So to me, this is a very minimalist holster. This is the way I prefer them. Now, I know some holsters, what they can do is they'll expose like the bottom of the slide towards the end of the barrel. They expose all that to, you know, to be more minimalist or whatever. I don't like those for the number one reason of I want to train with the gear that I carry in. So let's say that that my barrel and slide were exposed in a holster, and I go shoot a bunch, and then I put it in my pants in that holster. I'm going to burn myself. That's not on my priority of things. So the great thing about this holster is it's actually exposed at the bottom, but it actually kind of forms around the slide end of it. So it's technically it's covered, but the great thing about this is there's no extra additional past the barrel. So it's not a completely enclosed bottom, but the way that he did the holster here, it rolls over the ends of the slide, is it basically gives you that complete protection without having more added bulk on the end of the holster. That is a fantastic design feature of this holster. That's one of the really nice things I like. Again, because generally if you go with a full enclosed covered bottom, that adds, you know, maybe another half an inch or so of Kydex onto it. Usually not a big deal at all. But again, it's just one of those nice little features. I like the design of the end of this holster. So the big thing to me with this holster is I can train with it. And to me, that's important. But going back to the holster, we talked about the blockouts. The form on this is outstanding. The workmanship is amazing. There's no sharp edges. All of the exposed Kydex that your body would run into contact is incredibly smooth in regards to, you know, where they cut into the Kydex and, you know, anything that was, you know, they had to cut it or, you know, mold it or whatever they do on that part. But there's no sharp or rough edges at all. Again, you can tell the molding process is extremely nice. I mean, you can see just the details in their mold that they use. So extremely nice quality. I do need to mention, too, this is 0.08 Kydex. I don't like 0.06. This is just thicker. It's more robust. It's stronger. To me, it's 0.08 is where it's at. So again, just looking at the external part of the holster here, it's high quality. The craftsmanship is outstanding. I like the design features of it. Adjustable retention, the clip. This is a fantastic holster. And again, too, there's so much you can customize it and make it the way you want it. So, you know, you can do the colors and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, here's what a holster truly has to do, in my opinion. It has to give you confidence. To me, that's the most important thing. What I need this holster to do is it needs to be concealable, which absolutely this holster does, but it has to give me confidence that it won't fail me. And that is an incredibly, incredibly important part. If you have a holster that kind of doesn't work or kind of isn't highly functionable, or kind of makes concealed carry a pain, that means you don't have confidence in your holster. Because what happens if you go to draw that holster and it doesn't catch that one time? What happens if it doesn't conceal when you need it to? That is a critically important part of a holster, which a lot of people work out. And again, too, do not ever accept a holster that doesn't meet your level. And what I mean by that is, I mean, there's tons of great holster companies out there. You should be able to find a holster that works for you. But if it doesn't work out for you, and there's, you know, and some it could just not work out for you. But I mean, if there's a glaring flaw in the design, then you should not accept that. And some just might not work for you, and that's totally fine too. But at the end of the day, you have to have the confidence that this holster is going to do the job for you. And what do I mean by do the job for you? Well, if you need it, it's going to be able to stay there. You're going to be able to grab your firearm and pull it out. But for most of us, it's going to be keeping it concealed, keeping it in the exact spot where you put it. Those are the critically most important things. You know, a lot of us guys out there, you know, we have kids and ladies too. I don't want to leave them out. So for me, it's obviously critically important to this. It needs to stay where it is. Obviously, you know, I hope you talk to your kids about concealed carry, and you know they know everything, and my kids do. But you know, I have a bunch of boys, you know, so we roll around and play, and you know, I have this on me, and it's never came off or fallen out or you know whatever it is. Obviously, if you know we get super rough, yeah, I take my gun off. But it's something to where all my normal day activities, getting in and out of the car, you know, rolling around with the kids, carrying kids, going to the grocery store, getting in and out of the car. I get out of the car so much. You need to be able to have a holster that meets your lifestyle. And for me, this Alpha holster, I was really blown away by it, honestly. You see a lot, especially in kind of where we're at with the show and stuff, I see a lot of really bad holsters. And you kind of just like, oh, you know, you look at some stuff and you're just like, no. I mean, everything looks great on their website, and everything matches the quality you get in the mail. So I was very impressed with this holster. And here's another thing, too, which I need to bring up, but critically important for holsters, is drawing the holster and what purchase you get when you are drawing. This is a big one because let me back this up here of what should happen if you go to draw your firearm. So when you actually go, you know, you defeat that cover garment, you go to grab your gun. So like right now I have a full firing grip on my gun. My gun is wrapped around the grip of the pistol. I have it in my hand. Other than my trigger finger, who's obviously riding up and away on the holster, none of my hand is touching Kydex. And that's how it needs to be. So what happens is if I had to draw this pistol, I get a full firing grip. So what I mean by that is there's no Kydex getting in my way. There's nothing stopping me from literally getting the grip that I will use when I shoot my gun. That is a huge, huge thing. I can't emphasize that enough in holster and holster design. Your holster has to do that. That's generally why I'm not a big fan of some of the hybrid type of holsters that are out there that have that leather backing across the gun, because then people want it to be comfortable, but then you have the Kydex that literally rides on the inside part of your slide, which means you generally can't get – you have to fight with your thumb to get in between it, in between the slide or the gun and the holster, that leather backing. That's generally why I'm not a big fan of some of the hybrid stuff. I'm just a big fan of Kydex, period. But what this does is when I go to grab this gun and I draw it, I am literally just grabbing gun. I don't have to fight the holster to get a hold of my gun. There's nothing in my way from just grabbing my grip. So when I draw, I pull out, I don't have to adjust my grip at all. And that's huge. That, in my opinion, should also be in all holsters as well. You need to have that full firing grip. This one absolutely has it. Again, when I talk with the minimalist type of cuts and design in this holster, this is what allows it to get that full firing grip. There's no Kydex in my way. I literally don't touch Kydex on my hand when I go to get a full firing grip on this gun. So obviously, again, it goes back to the design, the craftsmanship of this holster. And again, too, it all goes back in the confidence thing. So when you get that really good holster that just does everything you want it to do, that's when you, I think, to me, you get that confidence. That's one less thing you have to worry about in your day is my holster doing the job? Is my gun well hidden? Is it staying in the same spot where I put it? Is it, moving around at all? Throw all that stuff out the window. You get carry confidence. I don't know if that's a saying or not, but we made it up anyways. Squared Away Customs Alpha Holster gives me that. Obviously, I have other holsters, too, that, I work through rotation. Obviously, I'm a big fan of carrying, inside the waistband light bearing, which, by the way, Squared Away Customs does offer. But the Squared Away Customs holster is hands down in my rotation. I've actually been carrying this holster a lot. It does everything I need it to do. I mean, I generally carry about 3 o'clock strong side, maybe a little 245-ish. But if I'm carrying my 17, I'll move it up a little more towards appendix-ish, because it conceals it extremely, extremely nice, since the 17 has a little bit larger of a frame. But this holster, I think you carry appendix. I think you carry it 3 o'clock. I think this is more designed, I'd say it's not really designed for appendix carry. So I'll throw that out there. This does have a cant to it. So when it rides, it does give you, I don't know what type of cant, or degree of cant, 20 degree. I'm terrible at math. But this does have a cant to it, so it probably wouldn't be best for appendix. I'd say generally it'd be probably best about, the 3 to 6, the 2 to – 2 to, well, I shouldn't say – 2. I should say 2 to 5. There we go, not 3 to 6. So, so for your appendix guys, this one might not be the absolute best. But they do offer other models that would be hands down for appendix. I just want to make that clear. So this holster has worked fantastic for me. It works for, all my added doodads that I have on my Glock 17C. It's minimalist in design. I can train with it, which is my biggest priority. It has the blockouts. It has the craftsmanship that you want in a holster. There's no sharp edges. Everything's smooth and rounded where it needs to be. It's got a nice high sweat guard on there. I kind of like that. That's kind of grown on me. And again, too, it gives you that confidence. Like right now, if you're one of those guys out there that has a holster that does the job, you know, that's really not going to be what you need in a holster. I can't stress enough of how much you have to be confident in that holster. Because if you're walking around and you're worried all the time about your holster, is my gun showing? Is my holster there? Is it staying? Is it hooked on or looped onto my belt, et cetera, et cetera? Man, ditch it and get another holster. And, you know, if you're in the market for what Squared Away Customs has, go check them out, man. Again, you can use code PTAC10 and get, PTAC, PTAC, and get 15% off your order, which puts this holster basically around $50 or so. And again, they offered other ones as well. But I think it's extremely, extremely good money spent on a high quality holster. Trying to see if I covered anything else here. If there's anything else I haven't covered on this holster. I don't know. It's a great holster. Mark over there is doing an amazing job on the holster. One thing I do want to recommend too, or make sure to mention, is this works actually perfect with my trigger guard undercut that I have on my Glock as well. It literally is like, man, just formed to it to where that comes just right in next to my trigger guard undercut. And again, I'm not touching any Kydex still with the trigger guard undercut, so that's good of them to recognize that a lot of people do trigger guard undercuts. And there's so many small little details too that Kydex makers put into, again, just from hanging out with Jesse. There's so many little things that even I don't pick up, but to them they're like the biggest deal. And you know, like that little thing of like, okay, we know a lot of people do trigger guard undercuts, so let's make sure all of our holsters have that, because it doesn't hurt it if they don't have it. And I'm sure there's tons of other little things on here too that I'm missing that is really important. But again, to me, it's everything's there. The block outs are there, which is important to me. You get your dual screws for retention. You can customize it to how you like it, how you like your retention. The mold is obviously extremely nice. I mean, again, just the rail lines and the detail are extremely nice. And here's actually something too. This sounds almost kind of stupid, but the screws. I think these are probably one of the first screws that I have worn, and they haven't rusted. So, and here's why that's important: is more than likely he's spending a little more money on his screws that come with a good anodized finish on the screws, and not just the cheap ones. So that is a kind of a really, really nice feature. Again, one of those little things that you never think of until you don't have rust on your screws. I don't know if you guys, but a lot of holsters I've had rust on the screws. I have no rust on these, and I've worn this in summer classes, in the rain at Fisher's class. It's a very good high quality holster. I actually really want to look into their, I think it's called the Zulu. I gotta remember here. I'll try to find it on the website. Yeah, there's Zulu. That is their inside the waistband light bearing model. And that one looks really nice. That's a really minimalist type of design as well. But I'm going to move to wrap it up here, guys. But again, to make sure that, again, find holsters that make sure it works for you. Because if it doesn't work for you, then you're either not going to carry your gun or you're not going to use your holster. So obviously we want you to carry your gun. That needs to be absolute priority. So please go check out Squared Away Customs. Go check out their offerings. If you like what you see, you want to order one, use code PTAC, and you get 15% off. Again, the craftsmanship, the quality, the type of guys that are over there at Squared Away Customs. And to me, this is a huge winner in my book. And again, I know there's probably so many more little details that I'm missing out on because I'm not a Kydex dude. But what I can tell you is, as a guy that carries a gun every single day, that trains with it, this holster is knocked out of the park. Hands down, knocked out of the park. And that's why I want to try a Zulu. And that's another thing, too, is it's kind of nice to be able to find a good holster maker that you can rely on and you can have and be like, hey, I need this or this, or, you know, and they have it. That's just, it's a good thing to have. And again, Mark and the guys over there are just good dudes. They're shooters, number one. So go check them out. If you guys are in the market for an inside the waistband holster, go check out the Alpha from Squared Away Customs. This is in my rotation. I carry this extremely often. Anytime I carry my Glock 17 that is non-light bearing, it's in this holster. This holster does everything that I need. It does everything that I want it to do. It has nice design features. It has nice quality. Yeah, it's and for $59, but then after the discount code, it's down to like $50. It's literally order one anyway. If you don't like it, you're only out $50, and more than likely you can sell it for $50. So, but I'm going to move to wrap this up here. Again, please go check out the show notes. I'm going to have a bunch of pictures of my gun and my holster in there, which will be incredibly important. So go check that out. And again, big shout out to Mark over at Squared Away Customs for sending me a holster review. Did an amazing job there, man. Love this holster. And I look forward to probably ordering your Zulu holster, as I'm just a big fan of carrying lights inside the waistband. But for you guys out there, go check out Squared Away Customs. Obviously, they have Facebook and Instagram and all that good stuff. Again, I'll put all those links into the show notes as well. If you guys got any questions, be sure to comment on the page on the website, or of course, you know, drop me an email, hit me up on social media as well. But yeah, that wraps it up, man. The review of the Alpha holster from Squared Away Customs, amazing holster, amazing quality, amazing design that does everything you want a holster to do, in my opinion. So hope you guys enjoyed this review, enjoyed this video, because yeah, we've been talking for 30 minutes about a holster. 30 minutes. So, but big thanks out to Mark again. Appreciate you guys listening to this. And so for our listeners out there, do you know another company that should be featured on Practically Tactical On Target? If so, email me, nick@practicallytactical.com with your suggestion. Of course, if you guys want more gun and gear reviews here on the Firearms Radio Network, go check out the Gun and Gear Review podcast hosted by Mr. Ryan Cross with frequent our resident Canadian, TJ, for those that get that joke. Go check them out. Or, of course, you know, go check out all the shows here on the Firearms Radio Network as well by visiting firearmsradio.tv/iTunes. So I appreciate you guys listening. Ramble on about holsters because it's a big deal. It honestly is a big deal. It's not something you should skimp on. I mean, we talk about going out and buying a high-quality firearm. You should have your high-quality firearm and a high-quality holster. Go check out Squared Away Customs. Use code PTAC to get 15% off your order. So until next time, guys, thanks for listening.
In a world where the mainstream media only talks about clips and ghost guns, where do you turn for accurate firearms news?
We know people like Ultimac Rails, which, as far as I'm concerned, for gas tubes on custom AKs is a standard.
Live every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Central.
The magic of tracking point, I don't think, is the optic per se, because optics don't make you shoot better. They make you see better, right? But the magic of tracking point is that it separates stability from trigger control.
This Week in Guns has been broadcasting the truth for over 100 episodes.
Like, haha, idiot, not, haha, now you don't have a finger.
It's funny when you say it like that.
Yeah, they're both kind of funny.
Featuring the full auto news segment. Stories the real media refuses to talk about.
I wonder if there's anybody over there who likes firearms freedom like us.
ThisWeekInGuns.com or search This Week in Guns on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher app.
This has been a production of the Firearms Radio Network. You can find more information at firearmsradio.tv.